How one will squirm to make that which cannot be misunderstood without understanding. Now, let me say this. Ezekiel 18, of which he started with and ended. I'm not going to read the whole chapter to you. Read every one of those chapters that I told you to, those that he wrote. Listen, and see if he's talking to men who has done particular things, or has this had anything to do with going back and determining whether or not sin is in the blood. Has nothing to do with the subject. Listen, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's the truth. You do that because you sin. You do that because of sin. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and have not eaten upon the mountains, and neither lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife. Now, is he talking about an infant? You ever seen a 2-year-old, 1-year-old, 6 months old, 6 hours old, defile his neighbor's wife? Neither hath come near a menstruous woman. Is he talking about a kid? Is anything in here even referring? Pat says, oh, well, there was one time a kid. Does that really make sense? And hath not oppressed any, but hath restored the debtor's pledge, and hath spoiled not by the violence and given bread to the hungry. He's talking about the sins of a people. Grown people. Who was raised in the oracles of God. And who started worshiping idols, backslid, and committed sin. That's what that's talking about, and nothing else. And every single chapter I've presented to you before, if you read it, says exactly the same thing. Has no bearing on this subject whatsoever. Now, Pat, he's been up here twice. Now, he keeps using this term, age of accountability. Pat, I would like for you to produce for me a scripture that even speaks of an age of accountability. Okay? Now, it may make sense to you, like it makes sense to me that an infant David does not die and go to hell. That makes sense to me. I say an infant David does not die and go to hell. And that's the way it is. Unless God knows something that I don't know. And I would say he probably does. The Bible tells us clearly in Romans 11:33, the depth and the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments in past finding out. No, I wouldn't send a baby to hell. I wouldn't send an infant to hell. I can't comprehend that. But then again, I wouldn't give John David, my grandson, to tormentors, to beat him. And if he's yet old enough to have a beard on his face, pull a beard out of his face, to ram a spear in his thigh, to crown his head with thorns and nail it to a cross. I wouldn't, for somebody who hated me and hated him, I'd never do that.
Amen.
Yet God did, and I can't understand. I understand what the purpose of it was. But hey, God ain't confined to what we're confined to. If God is limited to a single timeline like we are running in one direction, then that would be one thing. But he's not. God has multiple timelines. He intersects history, past, present, or future anywhere and anytime he wants to. If he can see his child at this age, and Pat's going to use this to try to make them look stupid, I'm simply saying I don't know the judgments of God. I say a baby don't go to hell. But I can't give you a scripture that says that. I didn't say anything about inheriting the sin of Adam a while ago. I plainly said I ain't talking about sin. I said I'm talking about death. Death entered into Adam's blood. Don't let him take you off course. Remember this? Death entered into the man's blood, and everything come after him since then has died. Now,
making more sense. His payment, it isn't what we're doing. It was making, y'all trying to understand him, and you are understanding me. That's the truth. Even take our illustrations. His baseball illustration with this illustration. Which one's easier to follow and makes more sense? Vinegar in this jug passed to this one, and then this one passes to that one, and then that one passes to that one, and it's just as logical and scientific as anything in this world could possibly be. Now compare that with his baseball illustration. Which one's more reasonable, more logical? More grown up, more understandable. Well, the one that's got more understanding probably one's right.
I didn't say nothing about inheriting Adam's sin. The proof positive, I said. They inherited death from him. He says spiritual death. There ain't no difference. Well, there is a difference between spiritual death and physical death. But they both came from the same cause. There was no physical death until there was spiritual death. Do you remember reading in the book of Genesis where there was not only the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but the tree of life? And God sent angels with swords around the tree of life to protect it after man sinned. Least, the Bible says, he partake of it and live forever. There's something in that fruit. There's some set arrangement of chemicals, whatever, in that fruit that will actually sustain the body forever. And even if a sinner could eat it, he could live forever. And so God put flaming cherubim's angels around it. Why? So that he would physically die. How come he done that? Because he disobeyed him. Ever what death is talking about in Romans chapter 5? Passed upon all men. Period. And if you spiritually die, you physically die. The tree in the garden is as much a part of this thing as the eating of the fruit is. The tree of life was taken from man because he became a sinner. The reason he took that tree is because death in the state we're born in and live in, death is an act of mercy. Can you imagine living forever like this, sin compounding the last 20 years, the filth that's come forth? Can you imagine if it never stopped what it would be? Can you imagine what the wicked heart is that looks forward, the George Jones, the Merle Haggards, the everybody else, the rebels of hell, whose song of the whiskey and the drinking and the whoring and the sexing, until all of a sudden if they live to get gray hair in their hair and the bones start hurting and they start getting a good glimpse of that graveyard, then all of a sudden they start saying about Jesus.
It helps you get your mind right. It's an act of mercy. Who makes more sense?
So, one more time with you real quick. This is scriptures. That ended like I didn't say the similitude of Adam a while ago. But this is what he'll do. He'll start saying, I said things I didn't say. It's what he always does. I read the scripture to you two times. I said after the similitude, who didn't do the things Adam did, that's exactly what it means. Listen, Romans 5:12. One man's sin, because of one man, sin entered the world. How did sin get here? By a multitude of people? No, by one. Death by sin. Death got here by sin. I guess that is implying that you have to sin before you die. I mean, it's the only thing I can understand. The soul that sinneth, the individual that sinneth, I think I'm taking that right back. The soul that sinneth, you have to do the sin. You have to do it. And because you do it, then you die. The soul that sinned, die. Look at it opens up a whole box of questions he can't hope to answer, which means one thing. It means that he's never thought his position through. Because before you present something to somebody, you think through all the questions. Now, sent into the world by one man. And death by sin. Death is the product of sin. Pat appears to be saying that you have to do iniquity in order to sin. And because you do iniquity and sin, thy soul shall die. That's what he's saying. I mean, I believe that's right. Okay, Pat's shaking his head saying that that is what he's saying. I'm not misreading.
Spiritual death.
Okay. Spiritual death. Well, the death, spiritual death and physical death, is the same tree. I didn't prove that. Man didn't physically die until he spiritually died.
Yeah. Right.
Adam was created to live forever. You know that as well as I do. He was created an eternal being. You know that as well as I know that. Yes, he spiritually died. And he physically died because of his sin. God would not let him eat from the tree of life. Period. So physical death is caused by sin. Spiritual and physical death is caused by sin. It was not God's original blueprint. So you die physically because of sin. There is nothing else to say. That's what the whole tree of life is about. You die because of sin. That then says, okay, but you can't sin till you do it. And then you do it, and that's why you die, because the soul that sinned died. Well, then there's a question, Pat, and he should have said yes, I was correct. Then the question is this. If an infant is born innocent, how then do infants die?
Amen.
He ain't going to answer that. Because he can't answer that. He may shoot at it, but he cannot answer that. Death entered into this world, physical and spiritual death entered into this world because of sin, and you know that. And if a baby is born innocent, how then does it die before it commits sin?
Death got in his genes, his blood. I ain't a scientist, I don't know exactly how. But it's kind of like the old black fellow that was in the armed forces who walked in at night and saw that fight take place in that restaurant. They got him up on the witness stand and said, Mr. Lord said, did you see this man cut off that old man's ears? And all sorts of things. He said, wait a minute, let me ask you again. You did not see this man cut that man's ear off? He said, no, I didn't see. With great joy, he went to sit down before the air got out of his cushions. The old black man said, but I was there when he spit it out. I don't know how the DNA changed, but it did. I don't know how it got into the blood. Maybe it was from the fruit. I have no idea. But it got there. And when it got there, and he seeded the child, and then he seeded the child, and then he seeded his child. It's hard to blow that evidence out, considering that since this one, ain't one of them survived.
Amen.
Now that keeps running on to. Y'all come fix this board for me real quick. Just a couple of y'all who would fix that board for me. Pat, listen now, and I ain't being hateful.
past bordering on scriptural blasphemy. Y'all try not to pay attention to him. Y'all listen to me. Had his bordering on scriptural blasphemy. Not over the issue of whether they're born in sin or not. But when he begins to refer to Jesus as being just like us and asking the immature question of if sin is passed on, why didn't Jesus get it? Here's another illustration. See, does it make sense?
Y'all lose it
though. No, this is it. No, this is it. Here is an infant baby. Okay? There's an infant baby laying on the bed. How did that get here? There had to be a man, and there had to be a woman. This all agree. Hey, if you got this, of necessity you have this and this. Frank ain't gonna do it, is he? Monkey and woman ain't gonna do it, is he? Gorilla and monkey, if you got this, you don't need to see this and to see that to prove that they're there, do you? No, you don't. It's real simple. Pat keeps saying Jesus was just like us. How come he didn't then have this sin birthed into him? Okay, let me ask you a question. What's missing in that picture? Please, quickly, turn your Bibles to Galatians. Galatians chapter 4. Verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a... You won't find that statement nowhere else in the Bible. They was made of men. He was made of a woman. What's missing in that picture? The man. How come he wasn't born with the sin nature? He didn't come from the jug. He didn't come from the jug, did he? Okay, so. Pat said it because your sin separates you. That's how come. He said, that's how come your sin separates you from God. And he said, that's how come whenever it says that I was shapen in iniquity, which the Hebrew word is perverseness, perverts. I was shapen in iniquity, formed. That's scripture read. Formed in transgression, shapen in iniquity. He said, that ain't the baby. That was the mom and the daddy. Well, I'm referring back to the jug. However, let me give you another illustration. That bowl has some water in it. Y'all give me this one, then. Won't take long. Now it's got some dung in it. Now, it's got some Coca-Cola in it. Now, it's got some Milo tea in it. Now, got some poison in it. This is a seed that is injected into that womb. That seed then grows, gets its blood,
and his own, and his shame in that wound. Then it pops out. I ask you, is there water in this? Is there down in this? Is there no go in this? Is there poison in this? Does it make sense? You ain't going to be formed and shaped and then broke and not have it done yet.
Amen.
Thank you.